But just because I'm pretty much a conservative Republican, and I was kind of surprised about how much people in the entertainment business were supporting Kerry. I didn't feel like he had a real lot of substance.
Like I said, I grew up in part of my life in Boston, and John Kerry's just a little spoiled, rich Cambridge fuckhead. I don't like him, but I'm not a conservative either, you know what I mean? I think I'm just down the middle, and I'm trying to be more realistic about it, you know what I mean? And sometimes people don't like hearing that, but that's life. Like, I'm pro-abortion. I think that should be a person's choice, and anyone who gets in the way of that should have their face blown off.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I do wish that people wouldn't use it as a form of birth control, but I think it should be, it shouldn't be illegal, of course.
My viewpoint is that leave me the fuck alone. Don't fuck with me. You take my money, you know what I mean? I work a job, you take my taxes, fine, you know what I mean? After that, don't fuck with me. Leave me the fuck alone. Don't make tons of laws telling me I can do this and can't do that. Eventually I'm going to fucking blow up and start killing people. And that's what you see in America.
Okay.
Now that's what I think. I think less government is definitely better. I don't want fucking somebody telling me I can't like this or that person, you know what I mean? That's the way it is. People don't like certain people. Other people are more open, and you know what I mean? But it shouldn't be a government, like, law that you have to like this person and they have to like that person. You should tolerate them. Whether you like them or not is a different story, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this country is based on freedom for everybody, and that should be the way it is. But it doesn't mean that they have to force you to like somebody. It's not going to be, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just let people interact on their own level, and you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Why do you think people still care about Glenn Danzig so many years later when there's so many bands have come and gone and, you know?
Gee, I don't know. Maybe I would like to think that it's because I tried to stay honest to myself and to my fans and just did what I wanted to do, and hopefully everyone would like it afterwards. That's what I would like to think.
Okay.
You know, and that after all these years, I still have some stuff that people are interested in hearing about.
What songs are you doing? Like, last night my wife and I were listening to Lucifuge, and I love the whole album, actually, from front to back. In my opinion, Under Her Black Wings is one of the greatest hard rock, heavy metal songs of all time.
Oh, thanks.
Song like that, you still do that in a set list?
Yeah, we have to.
How much stuff from the first couple Danzig albums are you doing nowadays?
We do a good selection. Normally, when a new record comes out, we'll do about 4 or 5 tracks from it. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is just all songs from the older records.
And what songs are the old things, are the old songs? What are you like, your favorite to play live, or is all your songs your babies and you love them all equally?
Yeah, it always changes, you know. Live, they take on a whole new persona, especially a song like Mother. I mean, I don't even have to sing it anymore. Right. I just put the mic out and everyone sings it, you know. But it's always different, you know. You go into a market and if you do Twisted Cane, the place goes nuts, you know. And the same with like a song like Her Black Wings or whatever, you know. How the Gods Kill is another song. I don't even have to sing the thing anymore.
Right.
You know, we just started doing that again last tour because we hadn't done it for a while, and people were just like, please, keep playing it in the set, you know. So it always changes.